朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你给我们机会常常来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for constantly giving us this opportunity to come and worship and thank you.
每一次在饼杯的面前，
Every time in front of the bread and the cup,
我们惊讶，
We are amazed.
我们想不明白，
We are not able to understand.
为什么这么伟大的神？
Why is it such a great God as yourself?
会爱上我们这么渺小的人？
That we would fall in love with such insignificant people as ourselves.
每一次在饼杯面前，
Every time in front of the bread and the cup,
我们想到我们的失败和软弱，
When we think of our failure and our weaknesses,
我们就想到你是何等的信实。
We then can remember how faithful you are.
我们要千感谢你，万感谢。
We have to give you thanks often, repeatedly.
但愿你祝福我们下面读你话语的时间。
May you bless our time of reading your words.
求圣灵把你的话向我们解开。
May the Holy Spirit open up your words to us.
让我们在你话语的光中能够认识真理。
So that in the light of your words we may know the truth.
我们能够更认识你就是真理。
So that we can all the more know you as the truth.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们讲的、翻译的、听的，一同得造就。
For the speaker, the translator, and everyone who hears, may all be edified.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.每一个读新约圣经的人都知道，
Everyone who reads the New Testament knows，
保罗的书信里面他的问候是不一样的。
In the letters of Paul, his greetings are not the same.
他每一个问候都不是单单是问候。
Every one of his greetings is not simply just greeting.
虽然看起来保罗书信的问候跟当时的时代所写的书信的问候的格式是一样的。
Seemingly that Paul's greetings are similar to all those people's greetings in those days.
但是保罗在每一封书信的问候话语里面，
However, in each and every one of Paul's greetings,
保罗借着这些问候的话语，
Through the words of these greetings, Paul,
保罗就把他对着这个教会或者是这个个人所要写的书信的重点已经都埋藏在里面。
He would then already have buried the intentions of his greetings in all these epistles.
借着这简单的问候，
Through these simple greetings,
保罗已经预备他们接受他在后面书信中所要教导的重点。
Paul has already prepared them so that they will receive the focal point that he will later on want to speak of.
如果你们有兴趣，
If you're interested,
你可以去把保罗每一封书信前面问候的话拿出来做比较。
You can take out every one of Paul's greetings in the beginning and compare them.
你越比较这些话，
The more you compare these words,
你就越来越会明白，
The more you will understand,
为什么那些会读圣经的人，
Why is it that all these people who know how to read the Bible,
他们会告诉我们，
That they will tell us,
当你读懂了每一封书信开头的那些话，
When you eventually are able to understand the beginning words of each letter,
你就能够掌握这个书信的重点。
Then you will be able truly be in control of the focal points of this letter.
保罗写信给加拉太的各教会，
That Paul wrote to the churches in Galatia.
大 大概就是指着以哥念、路斯德、特比那一带的教会。
He's probably talking about Iconium and those areas.
也就是保罗和他的同工在《使徒行传》十三章和十四章那里传福音所建立的教会。
And these are the churches that Paul has and his co-workers in Acts chapter 13 and 14 where they build up.
这封书信是写给众教会的。
And this letter is written to all the churches.
而那些这些众教会是保罗第一次旅行布道的时候所结的果子。
And these churches are the fruits of his first missionary trip.
当我们来读这个书信的时候
，And when we come to read this letter,
一开始我们就发现
，In the beginning, starting from the beginning, we will discover.
保罗在他问候的话语里面一直有两个非常重要的重点。
Paul, in his greeting words, there's continuously two very important words.
一个是关于他是使徒的职分。
The first one is about that his identity as an apostle.
另外一个就是关于他所传讲的福音。
The second one is about the gospel that he's been spreading.
整个的加拉太书
The whole book of Galatians
一直就围绕着这两个主题
has been circling about these two topics.
因为
Because
在当时的书信里面
In the epistles in those days
一个人要写信一定要写这是谁写的信
The person to write, the writer will have to first state whois the person who's writing it.
然后他要写给谁?
And then he has to continue to say whom he's writing to.
然后他要有一段问候的话。
Then he has to be a part of greeting words.
那我们读加拉太书第一章的时候。
And when we read chapter 1 of the book of Galatians,
我们发现保罗也是照这样的格式在写。
And we discover that Paul is also following this style in writing it.
但是你发现他在写谁是写这封信的人的时候。
Are you discover that when he's writing about who's writing this letter,
他后面加了一些的话。
He added some words.
那一些话。
And these words.
就要强调他是使徒的职分。
Is emphasizing his identity as an apostle.
当他写问候话语的时候
When he's writing the words of greetings
他不只是写问候的话
He not only wrote the words of greetings
你知道如果是希腊人写信
You know if it's the Greek who's writing the letters
他们写信只有一他们的问候话一般都是只有一个字
Their greeting word usually just consists of one word
就是问候
Just greeting
就是愿你们平安
May peace to be you
如果是犹太人写
If it's written by the Jews
犹太人就写、哦、对不起我刚才讲就是问候希腊人就想问候
The Greek like to say just greetings
犹太人就写平安
The Jews would like to say peace
但是当保罗在写的时候
However when Paul's writing it
他就写了很重要关于他的信息
He wrote about a very important message about him
保罗为什么要强调这两件事情呢
Why is Paul emphasizing on these two issues?
当然是因为当时在加拉太这一带的教会面临了很大的难处
Of course, it's about the churches in Galatia and around those areas, they encounter very great difficulties.
因为那个时候有许多的假教师
Because in those days, there were many false teachers.
这些人他们在各个教会中
And these people in all different churches
他们说保罗讲的怎么够呢
And they were saying that what Paul said is not sufficient
保罗算老几啊
Who is Paul?
他又不是十二个使徒里面的一个
He's not one of the apostles12 apostles.
他哪里有资格讲神所有的心意呢?
What qualifications does he have to talk about God's will?
不错，保罗讲因信称义。
It's true, Paul talks about justified by faith.
不错，保罗讲神恩典的救赎。
It's true, Paul talks about the salvation grace of God.
但是没那么简单。
But it's not that simple.
还有更重要的部分保罗没有讲的。
There are more important parts that Paul did not talk about.
这一些的人
And these people
他们基本上
Basically them
就是要在保罗所传的福音上
They want to be in the gospel that Paul spread
加上一些东西
To add on something else
他们这些人
And these people
基本上都是从耶路撒冷教会出来的。
Basically, they come from the churches in Jerusalem.
因为在耶路撒冷的教会
Because in the church of Jerusalem,
绝大部分的弟兄姐妹
Majority of the brothers and sisters
都是犹太人。
They're all Jewish.
他们根深蒂固的观念
They have a concept that's very deeply rooted.
神拣选犹太人。
God only chose the Jewish.
所以任何人想要得到神的祝福
Therefore anyone else who wants to receive the blessings of God
你先要变成犹太人
You have to first become a Jew
然后你再接受耶稣基督的救恩
And then you receive the salvation grace of Christ
所以他们对着外邦人
Therefore towards the Gentile
那些生下来不是犹太人的
Those who were not born Jewish
当他们说我信了耶稣
When they said we have believed in Jesus
他们就说那是不够的
They would say no that's not enough
哪里这么简单
How can it be that simple
哦，就信耶稣就好了
Just believe in Jesus and it works
没那么便宜
Not so cheap not so easy
你要行割礼
You have to have circumcision
你要献祭
You have to offer up sacrifices
你要遵守我们犹太人的律法
You have to observe and obey the laws of the Jewish people
不要以为这样的假师父只有2000年前才有
Don't think, imagine that these kind of false teachers only existed in 2000 years ago
今天这个地上不知道有多少教会
Today on this earth, I don't know how many churches
在传扬同样的东西
They're actually spreading the same thing
只是他们加上的东西不是犹太人这套东西
Only that the things they added on is not the Jewish ones
今天他们加一些很奇怪的东西
Today they added on some very strange things
有没有听过有一些教会说你没有十一奉献你信耶稣是没用的
Have you ever heard of the saying that if you don't offer one tenth, 10% of the tithing is useless to believe in Jesus Christ?
有没有听说有的教会告诉你说你礼拜天去聚会
Have you ever heard of a saying that on Sunday you go to gathering?
没用的
It's useless
你要礼拜六聚会
You have to gather on Saturday
你难道不知道礼拜六才是安息日吗
Don't you know that only Saturday is a Sabbath day?
他们在耶稣的救恩之外
Outside of Jesus Christ's salvation they
他们左加一条右加一条
They added one left, right and center everywhere
这样的东西太多
These kind of things are too many
有的教会
Some churches
不只是要求你做这个做那个
Not only do they require you to do this and that
他有的教会还不准你做这个不准你做那个
Some churches even forbid you to do this and that
基本上你如果做了一些他们说不可以的事
Basically if you have done something that they forbid you to do
他们就告诉你你没得救
Then they will tell you that you're not saved
上帝不会要你的
God would not want you
拜拜
Say goodbye to you
这就是历世历代的悲哀
And this is a sadness for all generations
保罗面对到这样的难处
And Paul when he encountered such difficulties
他是非常的难过
He feels very sad
因为他知道这是非常危险的事情
Because he knows that this is a very dangerous thing
这些人不但攻击保罗所教导的福音
Not only these people Not only did they attack the gospel that Paul spread
他们基本上否定了保罗是使徒的职分
Basically they deny the identity of Paul's position as an apostle
如果保罗不是使徒
If Paul is not an apostle
保罗写的东西就不是神的话。
Those things that Paul wrote then would not be the words from God.
只是保罗的看法和想法。
It's just Paul's opinion and concept and his thinking.
只是保罗的意见。
It's just his opinion.
那他有他的意见，我们可以有我们的意见。
He is entitled to his own opinion and we can have ours.
这是非常非常危险的事情。
And this is a very dangerous thing.
这也是为什么整个的加拉太书就围绕着这两个主题。
That is why the book of Galatians is circling around these two topics.
任何一个读加拉太书的人
，Anyone who reads the book of Galatians，
很快就会发现
，Very quickly they'll discover，
保罗写的加拉太书跟他所有其他的书信有一个最明显的不同。
There is a very obvious distinction between the book of Galatians and Paul's other letters.
因为保罗写给其他教会的书信
Because the epistles that Paul wrote to the other churches,
他不只会有问候的话
Not only does he have words of greetings,
他一定会写一些感谢的话
He will definitely write some words of gratitude and thanksgiving.
他也会写一些称赞他们的话
He will also write some words of praises to them.
他甚至于会写一些为他们祷告和请他们祷告的话。
He would even write words that request praying for them and also asking them to pray for him.
但是你读加拉太书。
However, when you read the book of Galatians,
保罗第五节问候的话一结束。
And once Paul at the end of verse 5, the ending of his greeting words,
第六节立刻开始。
Start immediately from verse 6, he starts.
就听到保罗像打雷一样的声音。
They will hear the words of Paul just like thundering.
你读第六节。
When you read verse 6.
我稀奇啊。
I am astonished.
要让保罗稀奇不简单啊。
It's not easy to make Paul be astonished.
他稀奇什么？
What was he astonished about?
你们这么快离开那借基督之恩召你们的去随去从别的福音。
That you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel.
你会发现这是很奇怪的事情。
And you find that this is a very strange thing.
当然，你再读下去的话，后面那保罗的话就变得更严厉。
But if you read on, of course, you know, discover that Paul's words becoming more severe.
所以有些人批判保罗。
And some people who criticize Paul.
哎呀，保罗不要那么小题大做嘛。
So why is the Paul you're making such a big issue out of small?
人家对你的看法有意见，你就这么发脾气
？Just because people have opinions about your view, then you lost your temper.
不是。
Not the case.
你要知道。
You must know.
保罗知道这个有多危险。
Paul knows how dangerous this is.
保罗知道。
Paul knows.
如果一个人不相信神话语的权柄
If a person does not believe in the authority of God
如果一个人要更改保罗所传的福音
If a person wants to change the gospel that Paul is teaching
你如果读到后面你就知道
If you read,
保罗说不只是别人不可以更改他传的福音
If you read to the end you will know because not only say that other people must not change the gospel
保罗说如果他自己来改都不可以的。
Paul says that even if he for himself to change it is not allowed.
因为一更改了福音的内容。
Because once you change the content of the gospel,
你就离开了基督。
You then have departed from Christ.
今天太多太多的地方。
Today in too many areas.
今天你在网上读到很多很多的东西。
Today, online, internet, you read many, many things.
非常危险。
Very dangerous.
因为他们常常就是在基督的福音之外再加上一些东西。
Because they constantly add something other than the gospel, outside of the gospel.
当他们这样做的时候
When they do it this way,
他们已经离开了基督。
They have already departed from Christ.
你就知道下场一定很悲哀。
Then you will know the end would be very tragic.
所以保罗就开始来向加拉太的弟兄姐妹说明什么叫做他的身份什么是他所传的福音
That is why Paul starts to tell the brothers and sisters in the Galatian churches what his identity as an apostle and what is the gospel that he's sharing
弟兄姊妹你一定要记住
Brothers and sisters you must remember
保罗爱加拉太这些弟兄姐妹。
Paul loved the brothers and sisters in Galatia.
保罗知道他们所面临的危险。
And Paul knows the dangers that they are encountering.
所以保罗很凶地责备他们。
That is why Paul ferociously rebuked them.
这是今天每一个神的儿女需要学的功课。
And this is a lesson that each and every child of God that must learn.
不要以为那些对你说好听话的人都是对你好的。
Don't imagine those who said nice words to you are always treating you nice, really nice to you.
如果有人很严厉地用神的话责备你，你要知道那是对你好的。
If someone rebuke you severely with God's words, you must realize that this is really good for you.
因为你不知道你有多危险。
Because you don't know what sort of danger you are in.
但是如果有人知道你有多危险，用神的话来提醒你。
But if someone knows you are in great danger and he uses God's words to remind you.
你要千感谢他。
You must really seriously give him thanks.
我们如果看刚才读的这五节圣经，
If we read these last five verses of Bible that we just read,
基本上第一节和第二节，
Basically verses 1 and 2,
保罗说明他的职分。
Paul has stated clearly his identity,
his ministry.三节到四节，保罗说明他所传的信息。
Verses 3 and 4, Paul is stating clearly the message that he's sharing.
第五节是讲到保罗的动机。
And verse 5 is talking about the motive of Paul.
我们现在先来看第一节和第二节。
Let's look first at verses 1 and 2.
保罗一开始就说明做使徒的保罗。
Paul's beginning and very clearly to the Paul, an apostle,
不是由于人,
sent not from men,
也不是借着人,
nor by men,
乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神,
but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
我们知道新约里面有13封的书信确定是保罗写的。
We know that in the New Testament, 13 letters are definitely defined to be written by Paul.
在这13封书信里面，有9封一开始，保罗都说明自己是使徒。
And in 9 out of the 13 epistles, Paul has stated very clearly that he was an apostle.
其他那几卷书信，保罗连他是使徒都没有说。
In the rest of the letters, he didn't even say that he was an apostle.
而在那些说他是使徒的书信里面，
And in those epistles that was stating that he was an apostle,
保罗也是简简单单的说一下。
Paul was only simply stating it.
譬如说奉神旨意蒙召做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
For example, is that according to the will of God to be to send as an apostle from God.
没有一个像这里写的这么清楚。
Not one stated as clearly as this here.
什么是使徒？
What is an apostle?
在当时那个时代。
In the generation in those days.
使徒是非常非常清楚的一个称呼。
An apostle is a very, very clearly defined term.
使徒的意思就是被打发的。
And the meaning of an apostle is one who is being sent.
或者是一个传信息的 messenger.
Or one, a messenger who is sending out messages.
在新约圣经里面，
In the New Testament,
这一个名称除了用在耶稣基督的使徒以外，
This term apostle, other than using being outside of Jesus Christ the apostle, of his apostles,
也用在一些教会的使者身上，
And also being used by applied on the messengers of churches.
但是当讲到是耶稣基督的 apostle,
But when it's stated as Jesus Christ apostle,
那是有特别的意义。
That has a special meaning.
是讲到这一些人。
It's talking about these people.
他们是神所使用的器皿。
And they are vessels used by God.
能够传达神的话。
And they're able to pass on the words of God.
他们所写的东西。
The things that they write.
他们所教导的东西
things that they teach
是与耶稣基督亲口教导的东西同样的有权柄
is as authoritative as the teachings of Jesus Christ himself
全本新约圣经
the whole book of the New Testament
要不然是使徒亲手写
is either written by the apostle by personally
或者是使徒所带领的人在使徒的带领之下写
those people led by the apostles and under the leading of the apostles, they wrote it.
所以保罗要很清楚地讲
Therefore, Paul has to very clearly state
他是耶稣基督的使徒
that he is the apostle of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的使徒所记载的东西
Because Jesus Christ's apostle, those that he has recorded.
根据以弗所书二章二十节
According to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 20.
就是教会的根基
That is the foundation of the church.
当保罗说到他是使徒的时候
When Paul talked about him being as an apostle.
他从负面和正面两个方面来说他是怎么样是耶稣基督的使徒
He's stating both from two directions of negative and positive how he is an apostle of Jesus Christ
负面来说
Negatively speaking
不是由于人
Is not from men
不是由于人
Not by men
这个很重要
This is very important
什么叫做不是由于人
What does it mean not from men?
不是谁叫他做的
It is not who has asked him to do it
没有别人可以让他成为使徒
No other people can cause him to become an apostle
不只是不是由于人
Not only is not from men
并且不是借着人
Also is not by men
只有神亲自呼召
Only when God himself calls
只有神亲自设立
Only when God himself established personally
才可以做使徒
Then you can be an apostle
今天还有一些很奇怪的教会
Today is some very strange church
他们可以设立使徒
They can establish apostles
根据这一节圣经
According to this verse of the Bible
你就很清楚地知道
Then you can very clearly know
今天所有被人设立为使徒的使徒都不是使徒
Today those apostles established by people as apostles they are not true apostles
因为那是由于人
Because that is by man
或者是借着人
Oh, not for man and not by man
其实不只是做使徒的如此
Actually, not only the apostles are like that
就是每一个要服侍神的人也是如此
For everyone who needs to serve God is in the same way
不是别人叫你做什么你就可以做什么
It's not any other people who can ask you to do something and then you just do it
必须是神在你的里面感动你
It must be God who's moving you inside
带领你
to leading you
呼召你
to call you
给你机会
to give you that opportunity
你才可以做
then you can do it
请记住
please remember
在神的国度里
in the kingdom of God
没有志愿军
no volunteers
在神的国度里
in the kingdom of God
不管地上有多少人说你是
Regardless of how many people on earth say you are,
只要不是神说你是
as long as not God who says you are,
你就不是
then you're not.
这是非常重要的一件事
This is very important.
另外，从正面来看
On the positive side,
保罗很清楚地说
Paul very clearly stated,
乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神
It's by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
请注意
Please pay attention.
保罗在这里不只是强调他的呼召的来源是超自然
Not only Paul did say very clear emphasize that the source of calling him where it comes from
is supernatural.
Supernatural.
更重要的
All the more.
保罗在这里很清楚地
用一个文法上的结构。
And he very clearly used the structure in grammar.
就是借着这一个借着这个 from 它的受词的 objective 是有两个东西。
And not only using the word from and the objective, there are two things there.
是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ.
与叫他从死里复活的父神。
And God the Father who raised him from the dead.
保罗的呼召。
Paul's calling.
保罗成为使徒。
Paul becoming an apostle.
是从一个源头。
Coming from the same source.
但是这一个源头包括了两样东西在里面。
But this source consists of two things in there.
一个是耶稣基督
One is Jesus Christ.
一个是叫耶稣基督从死里复活的父神
And the other one is the God the Father who raised him from the dead.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。